Okay, so we're starting a new sugya. The sugya, broadly speaking, of lo sechanim or lo techanim, depending on Ashkenazis, Sephardit, whatever you want, or whatever. Now, as we will see, the Gemara derives three independent prohibitions from this pasuk. Today, all I want to do is figure out how we derive them, which one is primary, and what implications that might have as we move forward in the sugya. Okay? That's what I want to do. Okay? So, let's just start quickly and see the basic Gemara here on New Testament-based Chaf Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Vein osin tachshitin lavodas kochavim, that you don't make adornments for an idolater, katlaot, unizamim, vitabaot. These are different types of rings and nose rings. Rabbi Elazar omer bischar motor. Rabbi Elazar says, if you're paid, it is permitted. You aren't allowed to sell them land which is attached. Land, meaning. Without its attached land. But you can sell them, let's say, a tree when it's cut down, right? A piece of wood or something. Yehuda says you can even sell on condition that you will cut it down. Okay. So the Gemara says, what is the source for these prohibitions? Minan imili amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina de amar kra lo sechonim. Now, don't ask me to translate that because that will depend on how we interpret it. So the Gemara offers three interpretations. One, lo titim lahem chanaya bakarka. Do not give the non-Jews the ability to dwell in the land, right? To encamp in the land.
Second, the way you translated that actually changes things in my head.
Right.
Don't give them the ability to dwell in the land.
Correct. Right? I mean, don't sell them land.
Well,
now, obviously...
Don't give them the ability to dwell in the land.
Right, so obviously...
Don't sell them.
It means don't sell... Well, what happens with a temporary sale, right? This is one of the questions that's asked by the Heter Mechira. One of the big challenges, Heter Mechira. What's Heter Mechira? Heter Mechira, during Shemitah, when, right, the way that many people permit continuing planting your Shemitah is to sell the land for the year to non-Jews. Is that permitted? You're selling them land. On the other hand, it's temporary. It's so that we are allowed to, right, plant. Is that mutter? That's one. So the Gemara says, Hi, lo sichane mi baile. D'achik amar rachmana lo sita lehem chen. Is that what the Torah is teaching you? But we need the pasuk to teach us something else. Number two, namely, don't give them grace. Right? Which, as we'll see, means don't say you're beautiful. Right? That was what we saw, remember? Remember you saw that later in the Gemara?
Mm-hmm.
The Yerushalmi introduces yet a fourth, but we'll come to that in a minute. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, if the point of the pasuk was to say that you shouldn't show them grace, right? You shouldn't praise them, then the pasuk should have said, Le makra lo sechunam. Right, Rashi says, Bikriyato mole. The mashma lashon chanina. V'huchain. My lo sechonim. So why is it written lo sechonim? Shma minotarte. To teach us both things. V'akathi mi barle dehachi amarachmana. But we still need it for yet a third drasha. Lo titin lahem matana shalchinam. Don't give them a free present. Rashi says, how would you read that? Chaser, kari belo sichanim, lashon chanet karka. And then matnos chinem is kari belo sichinim, right? Or tachinim, right? There are three, right, in a lashon PL. Don't give them a gift for no reason. So the Gemara says, im kein lemer kolo sachinim, my lo sichanim, shma mina kulhu. Teaches all three. Tanya, Hachi lo sechonim lo tim chanei bakarka. Davar acher lo sechonim lo tit lehem chen. Davar acher lo titin lo sechonim lo tit lehem matnos chinam. Okay. Again, we're going to come back to some of the more detailed ones, but the Gemara introduces these three different prohibitions: land, praising them, giving them grace, favor, and gifts. Right. The Yerushalmi introduces a fourth. Right, I gave it to you in number five here, right, which is you can't make them favorable, right, which seems to be related to don't praise them, Right? I mean, don't praise them and say they're beautiful. The Yerushalmi derives, look at five, as gave you from the Tartimima. Rehobishim, Rehobiosi, Rechanin Amar, Godelis, Yisrael, Gadolis, Anacharis. If she's a hairstylist, don't style the non-Jews' hair, because now, right, you are beautifying them, meaning you're making them worthy of praise. Yes? Shalachonim, Lotitim, Aleim, Chain, don't put praise upon them. Okay? Now, let's just quickly look at the Yerushalmi, and then we'll analyze it. The Yerushalmi and Aleph Tess also introduces these three, right? One second, Yerushalmi, Aleph Tess.
What was that? It was a Torah Simima.
Torah Simima just quotes Yerushalmi.
So now we're just going to look at that inside.
Well, no, that's later in the Yerushalmi, but the beginning of the Yerushalmi says, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yechia, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Sechonein, Lo Titan Chain. Don't give them right favor. Lo Sechonein, Lo Titan Matnas Chinam. Don't give them a gift. Lo Sechonein, Lo Titan Chanaya Baretz. Don't allow them to camp in the land. Okay? Those are the three Isurim. Okay. But now what I want to do is I want to figure out, okay, given that these all exist, which of them is primary? Right? So let's get it on the board for you, okay? Here. One second. Let me just write them down. Okay. Lo Sechonim. Okay. Yeah. 1 second. Okay. Okay. So, number one is, oh good, this works. Chanaya Bikarka, right? This is land. Okay? Number two is Chaim. This is praise. Right? Now this subdivides, right, which is in the Yerushalmi.
Don't call them beautiful and don't make them beautiful.
Correct. Bavli, right, is call, right, Noeh. Right? And this is make Noah. Right? Make them beautiful. And then Chinam, right, is Matnas Chinam. Good. Okay. Good. So now, first things first, and this is something that's pointed out by Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo. You remember Rav Eitam Henkin? Remember he was killed a few years ago in a terrorist attack with his wife, Nama? So we should always, you know, if possible, quote the Torah of people like that. Right, so he notes, according to the Bavli, which of these is primary and which is secondary? Simple pshat. According to the Bavli, which of these is the primary Isser from the Pasuk?
I'm sorry. They're not the facts.
Don't just guess. Prove it to me. Prove it to me. Right? Close read. Go back to the Gemara. According to the Bavli, which of these is the main one? What? How do you know? How do you know it's land? It brings all three. How do you know which one is primary?
Well, it says land first.
Maybe. But that could just be because that's the context of the Mishnah. Give me a better proof. Come on. Read carefully. Why do I know? How do you know that according to Bavli, this is the Iker? No, that might. No, come on. Come on. Which one is primary? Come on. You can do this. Put your pens down and look at me and tell me which one is primary. Think before you write. Look at the Gemara. Which one is primary? It is land, you're correct. Why? How do I know that according to the Bavli, the main interpretation of the Gemara is don't let them have land?
There's no way of learning the Gemara of Imahasu. We better not call Imahasu.
Also, not
think.
No, that's
come on, I just read the Gemara, but let. Come on, I want you to read carefully.
Which one would you read from this to see what wants me what
comment? Because what does the Gemara say? How does the Bavli understand it? No, look at the Gemara. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Im kein lema kra, lo sichunam, or lo tachinein? I mean, the Gemara said, had these been primary, then the pasuk should have said tichunam, right? Or tachinein, right? But since it says this, this is the only one that the Bavli says is written as it should be to derive the halacha. Right? The Gemara is saying you can learn these through a drasha, but ideally, if they had been primary, the pasuk would have written either with a, right, with a vav or a yud. Right? So it's explicit in the Bavli. It's explicit in the Bavli that the only one that is derived directly from the pasuk, right, according to the simplest read as it is written and read, is karka. Chain and chinam can be derived from it through a little bit of a punning on the pasuk. Right now, that still leaves us with two options. Right, that still leaves us with the option that either this is the only one that's d'oraisa, and these two are, I don't know, they're abanans or smachtas, or they're all d'oraisa, but this is just primary. Right? We haven't gone to that yet. But it's clear that according to the Bavli, Chanaya Vakarka is the primary and these are secondary. Yes? Yes? One, two, two. Okay? Good. Who disagrees with this? Right? That we just read. Before we get to Rashi, we haven't just read him. Who clearly, what source seems not to take this position? This is the Bavli, right? Hint, hint. This is the Bavli. Thank you. Which one does Yerushalmi think is Iker? Good. Right? The Yerushalmi, and I know that from two reasons. First of all, the Yerushalmi starts with it. Second of all, it derives more than one thing, but all within this, meaning the one that is expanded on is chayim, meaning don't praise them nor make them praiseworthy. Right? Clearly, the Yerushalmi is functioning in a world where this is number one. Right? And these are secondary. Right? Okay, good. Now. Why? Why? So far, we've just proven that the Bavli gives priority to the notion of Chayana Bakarka, and the Yerushalmi gives primacy to Chayin, and Manas Chinam, no one gives primacy so far. Right? Again, this is the simplest shot of Bavli Yerushalmi. Right? However, right? Why would you do this? Why? And this is what I want to start to get you thinking about. What does it matter which is primary? If we derive all of these, who cares? Which is primary? Who cares if it's primarily about karka? Who cares if it's about chayin or chinam?
Whether it's daraisa or...
So maybe daraisa or derabana, but maybe not even. It could be these are all daraisa. It could be esmach, or it could be they're all daraisa. It could be they're all biblical. So why do I care which is primary? Why do I care? And where would I get this notion from? What would drive me to accept this? What about the psukim? Nachum, we did this. Good. So what about the psukim? So let's look at the psukim. The psukim in Vaschanan tell you. When you come into the land and you kick out all these nations, who are bigger than you. And God gives them to you, and He strikes them down, destroy them, don't make a covenant with them, and now the key words, velo tichonei. Okay, now let's continue. Velo titchatein ba, and don't marry them. Vitchalo titein livno, vitchalo titach livnecha. Don't give your children to them. Don't marry their children. And if you do marry and your children are led astray, God will hate you. Right? God will be angry at you. He will destroy you quickly. Right? Rather destroy your mizbechot, etc.
Tiam kadosh ani lecha bechabach arden ani lecha lo lam segula mikol lam imachal pnei adama, because God chose you to be His chosen nation. Lo merubchem mikol amim chashakad ani bochem mechar bochem ki adamad mikol amim. It's not because you're so big, it's not because you're so great. Ki me'avod anay etchem, yishamor al shvua ashen shmah la vodichem, lo tzi anay etchem b'yad chazagav, yitzachom b'yad avadim, b'yad farom avadim, right, maybe undeserved, and that He promised your forefathers, etc. Okay. That's the context. Now tell me, based on these psukim, right, what would drive you to read the pasuk as being about Chayana Bakarka? Good, right? This is the broader context. Right, the broader context of the pasuk is about kicking the non-Jews, the seven nations, out of the land of Israel, which means that if you understand Lo Tichanem in the broader context, then you will understand that it's about Karka. Good. What would drive you to believe that it's about Chaim? Think about it. Right, the local context. Right, the broader context is about when you conquer the land. But the specific context of the pasuk is don't intermarry. Right? Don't intermarry. Right? And intermarriage, what will cause intermarriage? What will cause problematic social...
Making them beautiful.
Making them beautiful or viewing them as beautiful. Right? So my suggestion is that what drives the difference between the Baal Yerushalmi as the primary drasha... Correct. Right? And therefore, if there's an iser in the context of intermarriage... Right? There's a right. This would be right the local right context right of intermarriage. Right? So this is what I think is going on, right? Is that the Bavli is reading this in the broader context. This is part of our obligation to conquer the land. And part of it is not just kick them out, but make sure they never come back.
Right?
Don't give them a standing, don't give them a hold in the land. Yerushalmi is looking at the local context, but right, what it's really saying is once you kick them out of the land, so then, right, make sure that you, right, avoid socializing them too much. We'll come back to Matana, but in the meantime, so far what we've seen is the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, the simple shot is that they divide along these lines. Right? Just these, right? This is a third drasha. For the psukim alone, you could get, I could say you could get this or this. Right? This is an outlier for now. Well, you know, from the broader context, you get karaka. From the more local context, you get, or resha seifa, if you will. Well, meaning, according to the Bavli, it's 1-2-2. According to the Rishalmi, it's 2-1-1. It's 2-1-2, right? Meaning both of them seem to have a primary.
But it kind of seems like one, two.
Well, according to the psukim, you could go either way, right? And the Bavli seems to be taking this way, right? That the primary is about the land component, the broader context, and Ushami is taking this.
But it's talking about land.
Okay, fine, but this is very simple, right? Pasuk 1, right? Pasuk Aleph is about land. Pasuk 3 is about intermarriage. Look, Lo Sechanim is in Pasuk 2. Does it go up or down? Right? We're here in the middle. Right? You could see it going both ways. Right? So that's what I suggest, okay? Now, what I gave you here is many different Rishonim, and you'll see, right, how they divide on this. So we'll skip around a little bit, okay? But Rashi Al HaTorah, and this is surprising, Rashi Al HaTorah says, Lo Sechanim, Lo titan lehem. Chain. Rashi thinks, which is primary. As lodam lomar kama nagoy zeh. Dabar acher al titan chanay varetz, right? Rashi, ala Torah, seems to be going 1, 2, and he doesn't even mention this. Right?
Who says that?
Rashi, ala Torah. Right? Look inside. Right? Look inside. Now, you didn't like the fact that the Rambam, right? The Rambam seems to have a contradiction, because if you skip for a moment to 6, right, 6. The Rambam the Sefer Mitzvah says, he is harnu, and now I want you to... Now, I want you to pay attention to this. Because, right, this is important. Right, not just for drasha, but for the nature of the Isser. right? The nature of the Isser is going to be affected by this. Okay, so skip for a moment to the Rambam. The Rambam is saying for our mitzvah, says, he's harnu michamol klal uvde avod zara miliapos davar mikol mashu yuchel lahem. We are prohibited from having mercy on the idolaters or making them beautiful. Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam Paskins, the primary is which one? This one. Middle, Chayn. Vuhom lo zechonein. Uva ha-kabbalah lo titam chayn ha-chi isha over the Zora. Yafa ha-tzuras alon rozeh yifei. Torah going to have a Gemara over the Zora. The Zora, etc. Right? However, the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, which one does he say is primary?
Karka.
Karka. Right? Very clearly. The Rambam, you have it open?
By the way, we see
it. Good, right? The Rambam in Perek Yod Alachadalit says, Af b'makom sh'atiru lahaskir lo lebeis dira atiru b'nei shumach l'zoch avod zara, etc. Amu b'nei ma'enuch l'me mechubar, why can't we sell them land? Sh'ne'amar lo sechoneim. Lo tidem chanei b'karka, shim yelem karka, yishiv osan, yishiv zarayi. B'chein osur l'saper b'shivchan, said first, you can't give them karka, and it's also usher to praise them. Right? One, two, three. Right, but it sounds like the primary drasha for the Rambam Mishnah Torah, like the Bavli, right, which makes sense, right, on his halachic work, besides the Bavli, is about karka. Okay, good. Now,
I don't really understand what does it mean.
Okay. What does what mean?
What you said just now.
The Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, yeah, gives primacy to this drasha. Okay. Then he says this, then he says this, then he says chayim, then he says chinam, like the Bavli. Okay. But the Sefer HaMitzvot, he only mentions chayim.
Okay.
Right? Right? In that mitzvah. And Noni only mentions chayim. Right? Which, Eitam Hankin points out, seems to be the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot is going like the Yerushalmi, and the Mishnah Torah going like the Bavli.
Okay.
Right? Okay, fine. Now, did you notice? Remember I said, why would you say that the nature of the prohibition is this one, is chayim? Why? What's the context in the pasuk that would lead you to this? Intermarriage. Did you notice? The Rambam is saying for our mitzvos, who thinks it's about chayim, what does he, how does he frame the isser?
He says, I'm not ready to be I'm not ready to be.
These are new what? Mechamol klal. What does that mean? Chamol. Chemla. Chamor. Chamol. Chamol al ma'asecha. Yom Narayim.
Akol. So all.
Chamol al ma'asecha. Have mercy. Have compassion. Don't have compassion. Right? Again. It's here. Good. Now, tell me already. What nafkamina might you already see? Now remember, la halacha, we accept all three. So why does it matter which one's primary? Why? Tell me. If all these are true, why do I care which one is primary?
We don't know what the word means.
So one is obvious, I just want to understand what the word means. But why else? Why else might it matter halachically to know which one is primary?
Primary for sure could be the
Daraisa. So for sure, it could be this Daraisa Darabanan, but let's say maybe they're all Daraisa. Maybe. Right? What? Why might it matter?
Regarding picking out, if you've already done it.
Maybe. But also, right? Well, let me throw out one example. Did you look at Tosfos at all? You're going to see this in Tosfos. But why is this going to matter? Which type of non-Jew does it apply to? Three options. Right? Three options. What are they? Right? All non-Jews. Good. All over the Avodah Zarah. Or? Good. All the, or one of the seven nations. As you'll see, the Rishonim are very into context here. Right? If it's about intermarriage, what might you think? Who might it apply to? All non-Jews, because you can't intermarry them. If it's about Chanaya Bakarka, so it could be all of the Avodah Zarah, because we don't want idolatry in the land, or it could maybe even be only the Shiva nation, the Shiva Umos, because they're the ones we're obligated to kick out.
What do you mean, the meaning of?
Yeah, who does this apply to? Who does it apply to? Are you allowed to praise a Muslim? Right? Does it apply to him? Who is under this prohibition? Right? If it's a function of intermarriage, it should apply to all non-Jews. If it's a function of Eretz Yisrael, maybe not. Right? Maybe that's what drives it. Maybe not. Right? Maybe it's that, maybe. Again, not for sure, but maybe Eretz Yisrael, it's only anathema to have idolaters, but not monotheists. Right? This is part of the big machlokes. You know, this is one of the big things in the modern machlokes was, right? Selling to Arabs. Right? They're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Right? They're not Jewish, but they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Correct. But remember, but trying to figure out which is primary, meaning do we derive it from Chanaya Bakarka, which in its original context is limited to the seven nations?
Why does it matter which one is my primary? Even if you say all.
No, because it could be, think about it. If one of these is primary and the other two are subsidiary, they're going to be controlled by the primary. Right? If this is, or all three are an extension of intermarriage, then that is going to influence the way you read the psukim.
Right, that karma applies to all non-Jews.
Correct, because you're influenced, you might be, influenced by it being about chayin, which is about intermarriage. But if you think it's about karka, you might be more limited, even when you get to these. Right, because they're expanded from karka. Or whatever, or chanei b'karka, kicking them out of the land only applies to seven nations. Right? Okay, fine.
Which of the branches again? The second one,
chen? Chen is the Yerushalmi. Right? The Bavli says it only, don't praise them. The Yerushalmi says also don't make them beautiful, worthy of praise. Right? Don't be a hairstylist. Right, we love the, back to the hairstyle. That's what Yerushalmi says.
It's under Yerushalmi also that it be intermarried.
Good. Okay, but that's why I think this is going to be important, is because as we try to figure out which non-Jew does it apply to, right? When does it apply? Under what circumstances? Trying to remember what's the background, right? Is this fundamentally a law that started with our obligation to conquer Israel and then expand it outward? Or is it fundamentally an intermarriage law which expands? Right? I mean, think about it, right? You could put it that way, right? Don't praise them, don't give them gifts, don't let them live near you. That can all be understood in intermarriage terms, right? Right?
Well, Rabbi, also, if we say that, if we say Cain is the broader spectrum, that would even apply in Chutzim is living there.
Who says that? Who says that this applies even to Chutzim Laretz? Ramban.
Ramban,
Nachmanides, says, at least midrabbanan, this applies even to Chutz La'aretz, that you can't sell land anywhere. Right? We don't accept this halacha, the Rush rejects it. But yeah, the Ramban, derabbanan, says the Chanaya Bakarka is even a Chutz La'aretz. Right?
We reject his opinion.
Correct, but you can't praise them even in Chutz La'aretz. But yes, but the Ramban says even this one is in Chutz La'aretz. Correct. Right? But according to Ramban, even Chanei Bekarka plus in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. Now what I want to do is, yes, does this look like a Bandershita going through it? Yes, but I want you, this is just close reading, I want you to see how, like, this question is important, right? Which is primary, right? And yes, different Rishonim took different opinions, and we'll see, there is a third opinion we haven't yet entertained, right? Remember, so far we've said, this is primary, right? But no one is, right? Manos Chinam is off there all by itself, all lonely. Right? So let's see. Okay, so let's look at Rabbeinu Bachaye, number 3. Lo sechanim. Milazu darshu chazal al panim rabim. Right? Chazal interpreted this in 3 ways. Milashon chein, milashon chanaya, manas chinam. Right? 1, 2, 3. Milvad pshuto shulashon chanina. Besides for the pshat, which is? Chein. Right? Rabbeinu Bach is in this camp. The main one is chein. He says, pshat is this, milvad. No, Tachanim. Vachet b'shva, right? Upatach. Or what we call modern grammar a chatapatach. Right? Right? So he says, right, grammatically, the three possibilities are lo tichanim, lo tichinim, and lo tachanim. Okay? Yeah? V'ar darshu b'lo zechanem l'dinam matnas chinam, karibay lo techanam. Hachet b'patach v'anun b'dagesh. V'lamanu mikan. He said, what is the point of all this? Kama gadol koach ha-Torah, shin nidreshet l'kama ta'amim. Right, we learn from this how great the Torah is, that you can learn many things from a single word.
Aren't you not supposed to learn multiple things from one word?
Nope. He says, this is what we learn, how great the Torah is. As the Nikud changes, the meaning will change. Because the letters are the body, but the Nikud is the soul. Whatever that means. Okay? So therefore, he says, what you learn from here is, now according to him, therefore, now according to Rabbeinu Bachya, are these all Daraisa? What do you think? Guys, according to Rabbeinu Bachya, are all these Daraisa?
Yes.
Right? Because he's telling you, how great is the Torah that Los Tichanim, depending on whether you, right, since it can be read as Tichinim, Tachanim, Tachos, right? Tichanom, right? However you read it, right? Different ways of reading it, right? The Rishbablis are slightly different, but whatever, right? The point is that all three of them, according to Maja Araisa, right? Now he says, this is the Iker, but these are all true De Araisa. And what you learn from here is what? The power of the Torah. Right? That the Torah can do that with Nikud. Right? Through, remember, the power of the Torah that is written without Nikud is that it lends itself to multiple D'oraisa interpretations, even if not primary.
But you mean by Nikud itself?
I mean, there is no Nikud in the Torah, that's the point.
Okay.
Since there is no Nikud in the Torah, and it can be read with all of them, even though this is the Pshat, halachically, these are all true. Equally. Right? Right, but that's because the Torah doesn't have Nikudot. It doesn't have Nikud. And that's what he's telling you, that the Torah is, right, the greatness of the Torah is that it's written without Nikud, such that, even though this is Pshat, all of these are true De'oraisa. Right? That can only work because the Torah is written the way it is, that lends itself to multiple interpretation.
Okay, so you mean otherwise we interpret it differently?
We understand it in multiple ways, right? Because in the Torah it'll just tell you like this, right? Lo techan, right? This tav chet nun mem, right? It doesn't tell you whether it's right techanim te right or techi name right or ta. Cha name, right? Or
everyone agrees on that name.
No, at the end it's Tichanam, right? Or the way it seems to be in the Bavli is Tichunam, right? With a Vav. Okay. Fine. Bartanura al Rashi. Lo Tichanem, Lo Titlam Chayin, Devaracher, Lo Titlam Manaschinem, Devarachel, Tichanem, Karka. Right, the Bar Tanura, right, on Rashi. What does he challenge Rashi on implicitly? What does he do? Do you catch it? Number four. Right, he has a Gerson Rashi we don't have, which is, what does he include? One, two, three, Chain, presence, then Karaka. Right, we don't have this Gerson Rashi. Right, Bar Tanura has this Gerson Rashi. And he says, right, don't ask me how you could have this and this and this. Right, three interpretations. Gam lefi aperishin shein ena milam yushevet al inyan shein minyan shel maila lekach perish devarach l'dim chanaya bekarkar minyan shel mal dekros lem bris lo titim lem chanaya. Right, lefi shel harit tizbo mila zod kol shlosha pitcher not alagad and Rashi shlosha moshem chayin lashem manos chinam niyagav yaneria terachron now. Right, so he actually reads Rashi the opposite of the way I said it. Right, he says, right, so he says, which is primary, according to him? Right? He reads Rashi not the way I do. Which one does he think is primary? Karka. Right? Why? What drove him?
Oh, then we guys are going to catch you up now.
Because he says the ikar is don't let give them a brit. Right? Remember I said, right, what is going to drive you, right? I didn't make this up. Right? What would drive you to say that the ikar is chanaya bakarka? Pasuk Aleph. If the contrast is kick them out of the land and don't give them a covenant which would allow them to stay, if you think that's primary, then you're going to be driven to this. Now, the Bar Tanura happens to think that Rashi is over here. Right? Right, based on the primary, remember the broader context, right? It's about, right, kicking him out of the land. So he says, if you think it's about kicking him out of the land, now, so he says that Rashi, right, it goes backwards. The last one is the primary. Correct. I think that's not true. I think that Rashi is going in the Yerushalmi.
It clearly says Rashi is going with the Yerushalmi.
Correct, but I assume that the Bar Tanura is bothered. How could he go, like, against the Bavli, and that's why he does this. But I'm not convinced of his diok and Rashi, but his basic point, namely, that why would you say that the ikar is about karka? Because of the broader context. Because the first pasuk is, kick them out and don't make a treaty with them that will allow them to stay. Fine. Fine. But he weighs in on this and says, yes, the reason you would say that karka is primary is because the context is, kick them out of the land and don't give them treaties. Right? Okay, good. We already saw the Tratmima. We saw the Rambam. Go to 7. What? Correct. Well, no, that's Pasuk Gimel. Right? Brit is about land, presumably, allowing them to live. Presumably. Okay. Let's go to 7. Okay? The smog. Shalalitin Lagai, Chanayi Bekarka Beretz Yisrael, Shanemar Losechonim. Right? So which one does he say? Which one is it? Which is primary? Smog. Right? Kutzi. Karka. But then he says, Shlosha dvarim darshu rabbeinu mikra zeh lashon chanina kasher be'arnu. Lashon chen, she'asur lomar kama noha goy zeh, shal yimashich achrav, lomar m'masav.
So he's saying karka, but you
are... Right? But then look at his last line. V'ikar pshuto. But then he says, no, which is pshat? Lo sarachim aleim, ela tahargein. He says, what is the simplest pshat?
Don't give them any mercy.
Yeah. So now, he introduces, so far we've been playing with 3.5 perushim. What does the smog do, which is quite radical? Right? He says, none of these are pshat. Right? Right?
Why must he do this?
Why
must he do this? What is...
Here, let me try to reorganize this. What okay, we have a lot on here now, okay? Let's try this again. Okay? So let's do this again. Now we gotta redo this.
No, it actually stabbed me.
Oh, that was open?
Okay? So again, this is land...
0.5 though,
okay,
so
land
5 points.
Praise.
But that was close. Why would you leave it open?
I don't know.
Who has two black pens open?
Like 5 black pens.
Yeah, you have one open and one closed.
Because I'm thinking to write more than I think of what pens
so
I have.
Dumb, guy.
You're dumb stabbing me.
This is your fault.
Okay, guys. Okay.
I'm going. You're dumb stabbing.
Okay, so let's, again. Simplest shot. Okay, land. The Bar Tanura notes this. Like I said, why would you focus on land? Because?
Someone said kick him out.
Because context is conquest.
What?
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right, this is Bar Tanura.
No. The Mar says.
Okay?
No.
And this is the position of the seems to be the position of the Bavli. This is Iker. Good? Praise. This seems to be Yerushalmi. Right?
And that's why it's subdivide. Don't give them praise and don't make them beautiful. Right? Now, who else seems to say that this is pshat? Rashi. Right? Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos.
Somehow, in some way,
right?
Tosfos is saying, oh,
Rabbeinu Bechaye. Yeah? Right, this is the Rambam and the Yad. And the Yad. Right? Gift. Nobody so far. Okay. Right? Why would you say this? So we said context is because intermarriage.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Newer the wine.
Yes. It's also a commentary in Mishnah.
Good. Now.
You mean the wine?
But now, right now, lahalacha. Are these all daraisa? So Ben Machaya said, yeah. Right, daraisa, they're all true. Right? Okay. But now we get the smog, and the smog says, no, no, no. All of this, all of these are drashot. Right? Pshat is kill, don't not kill them. Right?
Not
correct.
Kill them.
No. Yes, but don't not kill them. Meaning, don't show them mercy. Right? Right? Don't not kill them. Right? Lo. Don't not kill them by showing them mercy. Meaning, right? No mercy. Right? Meaning no mercy. Don't not kill them.
Thank you.
Fine? Don't not kill them. Right? This is the smog. According to the smog, all these are drashot. Right now, according to him, it might be that you have to conceptualize this even differently. Right? Which is, so far we've had two conceptualizations. One is that this is about intermarriage and related prohibitions. The other one is that it's about land, right? If the smog is right, what's the context of the pshat? Right? Have no mercy on them. This is an expression of mercy, right?
That's an expression. Right? All of our expressions.
Think about what he's saying. These are all
expressions of mercy.
Expressions of mercy, right? Now this could be what the Rambam means, right? When the Rambam said, right? Right? Don't have any mercy on them. But he didn't spell it out this way. So I assumed he went more with chayim. But the smog leaves it in no uncertain terms. No, we mean that the pshat is have no mercy. There's three expressions of having no mercy.
Gift, praise,
don't give them presents. Don't like them, right? Don't talk nicely about them. And don't give them a place to live. That's three good ways of not having mercy, right? The ikar pshat is kill them all. Right? And those people you don't have to kill, make right, don't make their lives too pleasant. Right? From that's what he thinks the pshat is. Right? He thinks all of these are the level of drasha, right? So far, and again, I think most Rishonim, right, think that one of these, at least one of these is pshat. Right? At least one of the three outlined by the Bavli and the Rishonim, land, praise, and gifts, is pshat. Right? The question of whether it's this one or this one seems to be machlokes Bavli and Rishonim. Right? But the smog takes a different direction and says, no, all these are drashot. This is pshat. Have no mercy. Right? Be evil. Right? Merciless. Okay? Good. Yireim. Realizer of mitz. Number 8. Reinu girsa de Talmud of Shita nam chalukos b'din yesh em lemikra lemisara lemasoret. He says, what is this machloket based on? Yeah, so yesh em lemikra, yesh em lemasoret is the machloket throughout Shas on whether you give primacy to the way the word is written or the way it's vocalized according to the misara. Okay? So he says, yesh mekoma chedorish mikra umasoret, and sometimes it's both. Divrakol, Kemosh Godav Eved Vakarinat Oved, Tiv Yitem Gran Yutan, Akeitzad Oved Dumyo de Eved, Losechonem, Losechonem, Losechinem. Now, according to the Reim, it sounds like which of these is primary? None.
Really?
Think about it. What is he arguing? He's saying sometimes we're Doresh, the Mikra, and the Masoret, like here. Right? He's saying...
Oh, so he's saying that there'd be no primary, so it's just a matter of primary being Dorish.
Meaning, which so far we've seen people who've taken primary, but now we've seen two Rishonim who deny it, but in two opposite ways.
Well, he said there's no
right?
primary.
Think about it, right? We've now seen, until now, until the smog,
everyone took a primary, either land or praise. The smog and the uranium both think there is no primary, but in opposite ways.
Well, right, because the smog says there's a fourth category where the uranium...
None of them are pshat.
They're just equal.
But think about it. The smog thinks pshat is have no mercy, and these are all equally not pshat.
So that would be primary.
Yes, meaning these three, the three that we derive the halacha, are equally not pshat. And the uranium thinks they are equally pshat.
Right.
Right. Think about it. They come in opposite directions, right? So until now, we've seen Rishonim who said either land is ikar or praise is ikar. Now the smog says, no, the ikar is have no mercy, and all these are all secondary. They're all true, right? Right, and this is one. Right, that's the smog. Right. Yes, this is complicated, but you said they're all saying the same thing. No, they're not saying the same thing. They're saying subtly different things. Now the uranium says no. Right, there is no pshat beyond this. These are all pshat. These are all one. This, this, this.
The smog says that all are pshat.
No, uranium says.
The smog says none are pshat. The uranium says all are pshat.
Okay.
The smog says his is of
correct. The smog says there's a fourth perish, which is God, meaning have no mercy. And all three halachot, gift, praise, land, are not pshat, so they're all secondary. Right? The uranium says no. In halacha, we can read Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemasoret, and therefore it sounds like these are all primary. So far, we have four possibilities. Land is primary, simple pshat in the Bavli, Rashi la Torah, the Rambam in the... land is primary Bavli, the Rambam in the El Chazaka, praise is Ikar, the Yerushalmi, Rashi la Torah, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, right? No one says gifts is primary. Then you have smog. All of these are secondary, primaries have no mercy. And the uranium, which is all three of them, are, these are primary because halacha allows us to read these as if they're all pshat.
Why does gift even come up?
So by the way, so far the uranium, but remember, the uranium and the smog now are the only ones that give gift the equal status to land and praise. Right? Either as all being primary or all being secondary. But they don't give primacy to land or praise over gift. Right? I mean, so far, everybody else had given primacy either to land over praise and gifts, or praise over land and gifts, but everyone agrees gifts were secondary. Yes? Right? At least in understanding the psukim. The smog says no. The only one which is proud is have no mercy. All of these are drasho, and therefore presumably equivalent status. And the uranium says no. There is no pshat, right? The way halacha works is you can... you can read the pasuk, Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMaseret. Therefore, land, praise, gifts are all equal.
So what's
all level one? And you thought they were all the same? No, we have four possibilities, right? Land ikar, praise ikar. All three equal primary. All three equal secondary.
I get what they're saying. What are they getting in conclusion at?
Moving on. They are trying to understand the Torah, Dvar Hashem.
Okay.
Whether this will have a halachal ma'aseh implication,
we will
see.
Why would
anyone
want to do that?
We will see. Good, we have four more shitas, okay? Smak. Smak. Shalachon ovdei kocham elim dechsev lo sechon em peyr shalim rakamana avikom amzeh bechlal zeh shalitim manas chinam. Now, fifth shot. Smog. According to smog.
Didn't we just do smog?
No, we did smog. Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol. Now we're doing Sefer Mitzvah's Katan.
I'm going to give you a smog.
Good.
Smog in the
now,
place.
The smog says... Praise.
Gift.
Is he finally vouched for gift?
Oh, what does he think primary is?
Gift.
No, gift and praise.
Oh,
don't praise them. And what's a way of praising somebody?
Giving them a gift.
Giving them a gift, which, according to him, is secondary. Land for the first time, right? And gift gets upgraded, according to the smock, to a function of praise. By the way, good. Conceptually, give me a... What Lamayn after me now? Why do I care? I think about it. We're going to see in certain shitot... And we've seen this already. Right? What's the key word here? Lutzitin lahem matnat chinam. Chinam, a free gift. Why? Because the issue at hand is giving them a gift that shows how much you care about them, how much you like them.
If you give them, if they pay you for it, or something.
Good. What's a good example? Give me a good Lemaisa example of something which is not an expression of how much you like them.
Yes, laying.
Matana, gift.
Yes, I'm laying around. Like you're not going to use non-kosher food.
Maybe.
Your leftover. Like,
how about a tip?
Vodkas.
A tip.
Oh.
Right? You're not giving them to praise him. You're giving it so you get better service.
No.
What? You give the tip after.
Yeah, the tip
good.
After.
Good. The poskim wonder, right? You'll see in some modern poskim, they think maybe you should give the gift at the beginning. Right? Or in the middle.
It's more like a bluff pay. You give the waiter an extra 20 for him to come by every now and often.
Now. That's brought up in poskim. Because think about it. Right? If the problem is what?
It's a little something.
I'm just going to wait until after the meal and give him the most minimal tip that I need to.
Good? Good. So now we have how many? Five shatim. Land primary, praise primary. All three are equal as pshat, direyim. All three are not pshat, the smag. Or pshat is praise and gifts, because gifts is a subset of praise and land is secondary, which is the smag.
He's running from me, but really, I'm running
from you. You're like, I hate this.
I do.
I hate this. Why don't you just give me a simple one? What do I care? What do I care? Why does Torah have to be complicated? What does anybody care about Dvar Hashem? Why do they break their head over figuring out what God wanted from me?
I was
as
interested as I was before.
What?
I wasn't interested as I was before.
I wonder why.
Yeah, I like learning how far in Gehenna I'm going.
Oh, great. Great. Okay, we're going to get to the Lemaisa things here. There are a lot of Lemaisa here. Like, when can you give presents to God? Okay, 1 second. I just want to point out. Okay, what? Just to understand why, how halacha lemaisa this is, right? This is, sure, praising celebrities, right? Watching sports because you really like them. Talking about.
I don't watch sports.
I don't watch sports.
No, you don't.
Listen, watching sports and praising people as good athletes. Is that a problem?
My brother has that.
Right? Is that a problem? Or celebrities, right? Right, think about it. We're even just saying, or giving presents, giving tips, giving gifts, right? Giving work presents, right? Why is that mutter? What?
No.
Selling land to non-Jews in Eretz Israel for Shemitah, for not for Shemitah.
When you give gifts, though, what if it's more of like a...
Correct.
What if it's more of like a tzedakah kind of thing?
Good. How do we explain tzedakah? Because staka is a beferish gemara in Gittin that you're allowed to give staka to non-Jews. How is that mutter? Right? Isn't that a gift? Or in the poskim, what if I'm giving a gift to the guy because I don't want something to go to waste? Someone gave me something which is not kosher. I can't do anything with it anyways.
Praising them.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right, let's finish the
good.
Sources.
Nachum, you're right.
That whole other sheer.
Good. No, but Nachum, you're going to see that. Some of the posts are going to say, well, gifts are... Right, you're going to say staka is fine because staka isn't going to make you praise someone. Staka is when you are, unfortunately, on top and they're not. Right? Handouts have a different connotation in terms of... Right? If giving gifts is a problem because it's a subsection of praise... Right, you understand why it's much to give charity, right? That's not praise, right? That's a recognition that you're in a bad state, right? That's not a great thing to have to get stuck on. Okay, but is sympathy? Oh, great. So if you think like the smog, right, that is about mercy. So maybe halalacha no, because it's a gemara. But I'm saying conceptually, you have to work it out, right? Why would it be mutter if the problem is showing mercy? Because stuck is definitely mercy, but it's not praise. Right, you understand why this is? Yeah, and look, and what if in a certain post can get into what if you don't do it verbally? Can you think it? Right? Can you think, oh, that guy is great? Or, not verbalize, what if I don't say anything, but I hang up a poster of my favorite sport player in my room and make it clear that I think they're great?
So let's say you admire a sort of opera singer, like, I'll give an example, of Pavarotti, yeah?
Good, is that mutter?
Are you allowed to praise him? That's
good, is that mutter?
Huh?
Yeah. Is it mutter? You tell me. You don't know yet. But according to this sugya, so far what you've seen in the sugya, should it be mutter? No. No. No, absolutely not. It should not be mutter, according to the simple, so far, to praise an opera singer. No. Right?
Well, yeah, you totally do that.
right? Oh, is that true? We haven't gotten there yet. But why does this, again, this is what I'm telling you. We need to understand what is the nature of this prohibition. Where does it come from in Pesukim? And then we can understand how it plays out la halacha. But you got to understand the background to it. Yes, there's so much machlokas.
Oh, man, Judaism.
Whoa, Gemara.
Oh, no, confusing. Torah, oh, my God. What will I ever do? Good. Okay, look at number 10. Look at the Sefer HaChinuch. Shalachun alov de'avo dezara. Which one does he think is primary? Don't show chain. Guys, don't. Good. Don't show favor to the non-Jews. Which one does he take as primary? Good. Shalonach malav ov de'avo dezara. V'lo yasher be'einenu davar mehem. And now how does he interpret it? Don't have compassion, meaning don't let anything they do find favor in our eyes. Meaning, don't be impressed by anything they do, like their opera, their ability to sing opera, right? Klomar, listen what he says. Shenarchik mimachshavotenu velo yale alpinu. Right, we shouldn't think or verbalize sheniye b'mishu ovid avodazara davar toelet, that an idolater. Again, we'll come back to whether it means dafka idolatry. It sounds like it does. Has any benefit to him? We shouldn't think favorably of him in any way, shape, or form. Until Chazal said, don't say how nice he is, how pleasant he is. But he says they're all the same root. Right? So he has a primary, but at the end of the day, he seems to say they all emerge from this. Maybe they're all primary. Mitzvah. Why is it Aser? Svara. The beginning of all our actions is thinking and then verbalizing. Yes, Donnie? Right? Everything we do starts up here, makes it here, and we act.
This could be like a
kavachor
for
me. Everything we do is based on what we talk about, what we think. If we forbid you from thinking or talking about how good idolaters are, you won't end up joining with them. Or to chase their love. Or learn from their evil ways. And midine hamitzvah, from the halacha it is, but then he tells you that it's only who? An idolater. And we'll come back to this. But he thinks only idolaters. Okay, we'll come back to that. All of these are only idolaters, right? People who worship idols.
Would not being idolaters or not knowing be a good case as if to like worshiping them would be okay?
Maybe or maybe not. We'll come back to it.
Like Zac Efron is Jewish. I still love Zac Efron.
Again, we're gonna see the Sefer HaChinuch thinks it's only idolaters. Who's gonna think that it's not only idolaters? Shulchan Aruch. Oh, small person. Right? Not so important, right? Yeah. Shulchan Aruch. It's going to say it's everybody. Great.
Like the possibility is we're saying that you should sell it to them. So that implies if they're already there, we think it's okay. Like,
what?
I'm saying the Pasuk says that we should kick these nations down.
Yeah.
We're talking about selling them to land. So is there like, it's either church or the city. We have a mitzvah.
That's another sugya. By destroying them with desire, is yet another sugya. No, it's yet another sugya. No, it's from a different pasuk, from Abed to Abedun. Again, I told you this. When you asked me on Thursday, I said I wrote an article on English on it. It's still there. Still online. Good. Good. Maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we won't. Skip to the end. But if you did this and you praised the idolaters, unless it's in a way that it'll memela imply praise about the Jewish people. You violate this prohibition even though you don't get lashes because there's no action. It's verbal. But your punishment is great. But you said you didn't. You want to talk about more things that you go to Gehenna for. Here's another one, right? Your punishment is great. It is the reason for so much terrible things. They can't be. It's true, right? The fact that we have a culture in which we, right,
raise people.
Think about it, right? If the Torah hadn't forbidden us from having an obsessive celebrity culture of non-Jews, I would have forbidden it. Right? But the Torah clearly does. In a culture of like praising them and talking about them, saying they're so beautiful, they're so beautiful, they're so great, they're so strong, they're so this, they're so that, right? Did you see how much? What do you mean?
How physically beautiful they are.
Who says who?
Huh?
Says who?
Well, why is it so bad to say how strong they are?
What do you mean? That's not an answer. Is that not us under this?
Why would it be?
You are praising them.
What do you mean?
Actually, you're putting.
And that's what we have to figure out. Oh, good. Now you understand why this is a Shiloh that needs to be asked.
Uh-huh.
Right? Now you understand why we need to deal with the Shiloh. Because who says?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
First you ask why it's so confusing, then we point out why it's so confusing, and you roll your eyes at the fact that it's so confusing. Wake up your mind. What do you want it to be?
It's the beach all over again.
Good. Charedim. Save a Charedim. Number 11. Lo Sichonim. Also, the Saber Shivcho Shal Akum, Mafil Lomar Kamano Akum Zebetsuraso, says, it is usher to say how beautiful he is. Kalvachomer Shal Yisapcha B'Shivcho Ma'asav. For sure you can't talk about the good things he does, Rechmanol Etzlan, Oshi Yichaber Davar Midivrehem, or to make you love anything that he said, Shneemar Lo Sechonayim Lo Yelam Chein Beinecha. You can't have, he can't find favor in his eyes. Why do you think it might be usher to say he's so strong? It's not just about his physical beauty, you can find favor. He's strong, he's beautiful, he's a great voice, right?
Do they include if it's for Jews? What if it's something for Jewish people?
We'll get there. Oh, good. We'll get there. Nishigorim lehi dabik, but he causes us to cling to them. Lomon mazav arayim adgon jarambam. Lamad midvarv she'ikra mitzvot lo yabelev. And he says, therefore, the main issue is where? It's not even the verbalizing. Right now he adds, really? What does this tell you? Where's the issue, really? Can't even think it. Because if in your head, right, if you keep yourself from verbalizing, instead you spend all day reading the paparazzi and looking at the paparazzi and saying, wow, she was beautiful, the red carpet, but you don't verbalize it, right? Guess what? You're still attracted now to a non-Jew, right? That's a problem. Yes. Now, there is another possibility, one more possibility, possibly six, which is that maybe there are separate mitzvot, that they're all equivalent. Look at the perish on the Sefer Mitzvot Yerucham Vishal Perla in 12. Lo sase chamishim, lo techanem. Lo tase chamishim ba'alef, lo yeshu ba'arsecha. The 50th is lo sechanem, and the 51st is don't let them live in your land. What does that sound like? That they're equal because they're actually more than one mitzvah.
Right.
Good. Okay, what we're going to do next time is actually try to pin this down, start pinning down the halacha now that you see the background. Okay. Yes, it's complicated.